This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether or not we get a clean energy grid, as I was talking about with Gary Cruzy, the fact is that climate change has already changed things. Extreme weather is doing more and more damage to homes and properties, and that is showing up in insurance claims. A report from LexisNexis Risk Solutions shows that last year, nearly 40% of all insurance claims filed were for weather-related damage. That is the highest percentage since the company started reporting on it 6 years ago. And the dollar amount insurers had to pay out for weather-related losses was up last year as well. Marketplace's Samantha Fields dug into the Climate Insurance Nexus.
The more severe storms and fires and floods there are, the more people there are going to be dealing with damaged roofs and basements.
And that means that consumers need the protection of insurance more than ever.
Carolyn Kuski at the Wharton Risk Center at the University of Pennsylvania says the problem is
those same trends are making it more difficult for insurers to offer coverage or offer it at a price point that people can afford.
Big natural disasters have always been a challenge for insurance companies, Kuski says.
Because when those events happen, so many people are impacted at the same time, and losses can be so severe that they really have the potential to bankrupt a company.
But now, not only are those kinds of events happening more often,
you see more and more people moving to those higher risk areas.
George Hosfield is with LexisNexis Risk Solutions, which provides data and analytics for the insurance industry. And he says that's because a lot of high-risk areas like California and the Atlantic coast are appealing places to live. But
the prices of insurance in those areas, I think, can only stand to continue to go up, and in some cases, significantly.
Already,
people are paying more for their insurance, but getting less protection.
Amy Bach at the consumer organization United Policyholders says in fire and hurricane-prone areas, a lot of insurance companies have been raising deductibles and limiting how much they'll cover.
Which means we're seeing more blue tarps, you know, unrepaired roofs in the aftermath of storms. We're seeing people getting deeper into debt as they have to find ways to pay for repairs that insurers are not covering.
And she says it means more people are having to rely on FEMA and other government aid to try to rebuild. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.